Okay, so we're on Gimel. I'm on Aleph. At the two dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top of the page. So the Mishnah said, Hareni Kazeh. What happens if the person says, we have a number of cases like this. The person says, you know, I should be like this. So all these cases of, you know, yados, these partial declarations. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Nehide Tafus Bisaro Hareni Kazeh Lo Amar. And the Rosh has Lo Amar Klum. And even if I say, look at the Rosh on the left side, 1, 2, 3, 13 lines down in the Rosh. It's hard to follow in the Rosh because it's very little. But the Rosh says, Hareni Kazeh Nehi Nami Detafis Besara Lo Amar Klum. Klumar, meaning if you said Hareni Kazeh, Gemara's like, Kazeh? I'll be like this? Like this? What do you mean like this? How could be like this mean I'm a Nazir? Like it doesn't, you didn't say anything. Right? You didn't say anything. Klumar, afilo im mukmas labe tafis besaro. Even if you want to say, right? That's what Gemara says. Even if you want to say, Nehi Nami Detafis Besara, you want to say the guy's holding his hand. Hareni Kazeh. You'll be like what? You'll be like hair? Like what does that mean? So he's holding his hair. He says, Hareni Kazeh, I'll be like this. He still doesn't say anything. Even if he's holding his hair, right? Klomar, I feel you mukum asla but tavus besar. You want to say that he's holding his hand? Kehi da asa nae. And before we said it, hey nae, I'll be beautiful. I'll be nice, right? So still lomahani midi. The mashma shehi a kamosa aro. I'll be like this. I'll be like hair. It doesn't mean anything. So Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? Hareni kazeh, right? That's a nazir. So even if you want to tell me he's holding his hair, that's because that was the answer we had before. That's not going to work. So what does that mean? So Amar Shmuel could go and try a nazir over lefanov. Right? Oh, so what must be the case? The case must be that there was a nazir walking by. So Hareni, he's holding his hair and says, Hareni kazeh. Okay, so now I get it. You want your hair to be like this guy's? So you're going to be, you'll be a nazir like this guy. Fine. Okay, just look at that same rush. Just keep reading. Umugila Shmuel kede uki be'ahej b'shenazir over the funav. So Shmuel answers the question. Fine, no problem. Must be the case that over a nazir is walking by. Va'aval I amar hareni v'lo amar kazeh lo mahani midi hareni gar me'ah. And if you just say hareni, that's nothing. Meaning even the nazir is walking by. If you just say hareni, that already is nothing. So the point being that the Hareni Kazeh at least is enough. It's something that if there's a Nazir walking by, that we would, we consider him, that works. It's enough. Fine. Okay. Okay, so let's keep going here. So that's one case. Next case, that's the Mishnah. Hareni Misalsel. Okay? Person says, I'm going to be Misalsel. Okay? So the question is, and again, the Mishnah assumes that that's enough. That makes him a Nazir. So how do I know that being misalsel is like, you know, I think the place of language misalsel comes up, you find it, is when we talk about Yosef, when Yosef was young and he was a na'ar. So one of the things that Rashi there says, I think the language he uses is he was misalsel besaro. He would like check out his hair in the mirror and he would like, you know, he would take care of himself, you know, that way. So silsol, so it has some language sometimes of meaning, like touching your hair, playing with your hair, making your hair nice or whatever, right? So, but how do we know here that it means silsol? That may not be the only thing it means. So, imaydahadein silsol saru. I don't know that silsol means that he is referring to his hair. So, could the amr lay hahi amsa de beirut rebbe. Lahu gar, because the amsa of Rebbe is the maidservant. There's a lot of stories in the Gemara about the maidservant of Rebbe. So she said to a certain person, she said to him, like, stop messing around with your hair, like, just, you know, like, let it go already, like, or cut it, whatever, but don't let go, but, you know, stop patching with your hair, just, whatever, do other things. So you see that the language of misalsel can mean something that has to do with your hair. So Gemara says, but ema Torah, maybe it doesn't mean I'll be spending my time, you know, touching my hair, but maybe it means I'll spend my time learning, right? Why would that mean Torah? Take a look at the Ran, the Rush, sorry, all the way down to the left side. I don't know, it's like almost right in the middle of the skinny lines in the Rush. The first word on the line is Kinazir, and then I have a dot there, and it says V'ema Torah shenadar lasok b'Torah lahafich ba. Right? How do you learn? How does a person learn Torah? So you like try to uncover, right? So you're misalsa, like you're playing with the Torah in a certain sense, in a good way. Meaning I'm looking and I'm trying to understand, and I try to ask a question and try to figure it out, right? So being misalsa b'Torah could be a language that's used by Torah. How do I know? Because the pasuk says Mishlei. Ema Torah dechsev salsala beutrom mecha. About learning, it says you can, you know, look in depth and try to understand it and try to uncover it and try to, you know, we have the language of hafichba the kulaba, right? You just continuing, like, you know, flipping it over in a certain sense, and digging and looking and searching within Torah for things. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means he's taking a neder to learn. It doesn't mean, you know, when he says salsal, the silsul, he means learning. So Amar Shmuel, Hachanam Yishetafus Besara. No, so what's the case? The case is he's holding it. He's holding his hair. So he's touching his hair, and he says, Harini Besalsal. Oh, he's holding his hair when he says it. So he means he's being Besalsal with his hair. I mean, my hair is gonna I'm gonna be dealing with my hair. Meaning my hair's gonna get long because I'm gonna become a Nazir. Okay. What it doesn't say is a Nazir is walking in front of him. It's enough that the point is, how do I, you know, obviously the real, if the guy says I want to become a Nazir, what should I do? Say Harini Nazir. Okay? But the point is, let's say he didn't do that, and now I'm a Sukkah. Is he a Nazir? Is he not a Nazir? Does he have to worry about it? Does he have to, what? And then now he says, I don't want to be a Nazir anymore. Well, what did you say? Right? So we have to, you know, parse out. So these cases are important to know. Do we have to do Hatar Shandarin? Do we not have to do it? Was it enough? Fine.
Can we get into whether it's one person that hears this or two people that hear this? We didn't.
Well, we haven't discussed that. The point is, in this point, isn't how many people hear it. It's what he, as long as he said, right, that's a good, right? If you say it and nobody heard it, does it count? Right. So presumably it doesn't matter if anybody, it's not a declaration he has to make, I don't think so, in front of anybody else.
Okay.
As long as he said it, it's chal. Mm-hmm. As long as he makes the statement. But the question is, like, do we, you know, how do we, because a good question is, like, why do I care? If he doesn't care, so just ask him what he meant, right, whatever. But the point being, as long as these would be cases of suffix, you know, we're not sure what he meant, and maybe he doesn't really remember, right, whatever. Yeah, right, we want to understand for him what his status is. Yeah. You're right. So we might say, oh, that wasn't enough, just say Harini Nazir now. You'll become, I mean, there will be easy answers in a certain sense, lemaisa, for what to do sometimes, but to understand that these cases, it helps in terms of, like, I don't know, there can be all kinds of sfeikos that come up. We don't know what he said. He doesn't remember what he said. So one person heard him, whatever, you know, like, you know, exactly. Okay. Next case.
He quotes the Rush here.
He
quotes the Rush to say that it wouldn't work in this case because it's not a yad for if he's walking in front of him. So as opposed to the other cases,
mm-hmm.
He says here, because there's a difference between if it's the language that he uses is unclear, it's ambiguous what it could mean.
Uh-huh.
And for that, that's not good enough for the person to be walking.
He said, right, the Rush there says, Ve'ema Torah shenadr lasok b'Torah lahafich ba. And the Rush says, Hachanami shetavis b'chsa'aro. Right, the case, the answer the Gemara gives is he's touching his hair. Right, and we said it doesn't say there's enough for walking in front of him. So we can read the Rush. About Nazir over the fun of Lomahani. Right, interesting. Meaning, the way I said it before was, it sounds like all he needs is have he's touching his hair. Of course, if a Nazir is walking by, that would be enough. And the answer is that, and you're right, the answer is that's not true, right? Why? Kevin shahasafik hu belashon. The suffix is, what did he mean? Meaning, if silsil means I'm taking a neder to learn, and a Nazir walks by, so it doesn't tell me per se, meaning, because there's another pshat, right, that could equally be true. Maybe it means learning. So, oh, but there's a Nazir walking by, so it must be he meant to be a Nazir. No, not necessarily, right? Because maybe he meant he wants to learn, right? He's taking a neder to learn the Daf Yomi, whatever. So, like, so you're right. So there, it's the holding the hair that explains to me what the language itself meant. Because there's another language that's equally possible. When he says, kazeh, which is much more ambiguous, and there's another walking by, okay, so I know what he meant. He meant that guy, right? Good, yes. Thank you, John, good point.
But in that case, what if when he's not holding his hair, he's just scratching his head, and it looks like he's holding his hair.
Oh, that's a good question. You have to see, yeah. So at this point, the assumption is that he's clearly, like, you know, he's probably, it's not a suffix what his action is. His action is clearly holding his hair. Mm-hmm. So you put the two things together. If it's like, well, if it would be like, I'm not sure if he's touching his hair, That'd probably be more of a suffix. It would be less clear. Yeah, that's a good question.
Is the idea to ask, in asking these questions, to figure out, does he want to be a Nazir, or is it to get him off the hook from being the Nazir?
I would say it could go either way, meaning the question is, when he uses this language, right? And now our question is, did he already activate his Nazirus or not? Let's say he said this language 2 days ago. And now he's like, Rabbi, I have a question for you. Like, I thought I became a Nazir already 2 days ago. But now I realize the language I used may have been unclear. Maybe I didn't really say anything. Oh, well, tell me what you said. And what was happening. And what did you mean? And da da da, right? So like, and if the answer is like, what nafkamina could be, well, really what you said then wasn't really clear what you meant. Maybe that didn't really count. So maybe your 30 days start from now, say Harini Nazir, and we'll start Nazirus from today as opposed to 2 days ago. Right, so clarifying what he, you know.
Okay.
We'll have to see, does the fact that he says to me afterwards, well, but I meant it then, I just said the wrong words, does his own eidos about what he meant make a difference or not?
So it's not just intent, it's also actually saying the words.
Well, it's a good question. I think we're not like totally, I think we haven't painted the full picture yet, but I think that's part of what's going on here, right? It's like trying to distill, like if he can then declare, we don't see here like, yet, well, that he told me he meant the following. If he tells us, maybe that makes a difference. But we'll have to see.
If he then changes his mind, just never tells anyone, he's just not us yet.
If he would change his mind, well, if he said the full language and made himself an Uzzah, the fact that he changed his mind may not make a difference.
But if no one heard him saying, like, I'll be like this or whatever,
right?
Or that, and he changed his mind, no one would know, and he can just pretend he never said
it. It's true, no one would know, except for
Hashem.
Exactly. So he would know. So it's, I don't think it's the listening of someone else that activates the Nazirus, as far as I understand. I think it's his, it's that he said it. But the question, I think the question kind of everyone's like trying to figure out is like, who cares? As long as we know that he meant it, so then what's the difference? So I think that we'll have to see as we move along and see if we can get better answers to these questions. These are good questions. Good. Okay, so let's go to the next case. Hareini Mechalkel. Okay? If I were to say, if you say the language of Mechalkel, what would you think that means? Yeah, so what does Mechalkel mean?
Sustain.
Right? That's the usual language. So Harini Mechalkel, so I would when I read that, I was like, wow, Mechalkel, what does that have to do with the Nazirus? That sounds like economics. Right? That sounds like taking care of someone's parnasa in some way, right? Right? Good. So but we said Harini Mechalkel is going to work. It makes you a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Mimai de Hadein Kilkol Saro. How do we even know that the idea of kilkel has anything to do with hair, right? So says the Gemara. Kedisnan Sid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedilasud kilkel, Vamarav bas tzida. Okay, when a person is in the old days, when they would make a building, so they would put lime. They would put like lime or something as the part of the way that they like would what's the language? What is
insulate.
It? What?
Insulate is
that what you mean? Insulate.
More like sealing the outside.
Sealing the walls. They would use like
a stucco type?
Yeah, exactly. What are they, Sid they call what? Plaster? What do they call it?
Maybe.
What?
It's lime.
Quick lime? Oh gosh. That doesn't help us. That's like phylacteries. quick lime. Okay, whatever. But basically, imagine like those buildings in Israel that are made all like they're all made out of like cement. You know, they don't use wood. You know, and they would like plaster and whatever those types of things in order to plaster. That's what I'm trying to think. So they use sid, sad besid is the language that they always use to talk about these buildings they would make. So what does that mean though? So Yehuda says. It means kedilasur kil. You know the language is kedilasur kilkol. The amarav bas tzida. How much? The amount that would like cover the temples of a person. Okay, that's like a measurement. So there's a language that has to do with hair, right? It's like that amount. Oh, so that's why the language of kilkol is used in reference to to making it to do building a building construction, and the language somehow is related to hair. Okay. So Gemara says, yeah, but ema mizon, mizon ani. So maybe it doesn't mean that. So that you're right, that is like a there's a reference to hair and such a thing. But maybe there's a I'll just give you an example. Just to give you a better explanation of the Sid thing. Take a look in the Mefarish where it says Kid Isnan. It's right across from where we are in the Sid, or in the Gemara. It's a language a little bit further down. Kid Isnan Hamotzi Sid B'Shabbos. Yerushas Hayachal Yerushas Harabbos. The Gemara asks, what if I took out lime, this like a bucket of paint, whatever, and I took it out from the Yerushas Hayachal and I brought the Yerushas Harabbos. So Shachayev Mishum Lo Sotziu. How much if I took out, am I chayev for being hotzah on Shabbos? Okay, so how much kadi lasur kilkol va'amarav bas sida? So see the language temple, right? It's that amount, the amount that you could use to cover your temples. Shemekapel haseir shibirakasa kimin migariar kadi lahamid al agaban kipa shibarosha shelo yipol haseir shibozin lamata. So if you have to use a certain amount to like put your hair, stick your hair back. So you could hold it up, it would have to fall down. But the point being, that's the amount, right? It has to do with an amount that would help you put your hair back.
There's also an interesting note in here that
it's
talking about, the lime and all that stuff, that it was actually, women would use it to remove hair.
Oh, to remove hair.
Yeah, and it's the lime that they use for soap, so it's it'll also give you a chemical burn if you put on too much. And so this amount is just the right amount to remove the hair, but not burning.
Interesting. There you go. Okay, that's very interesting. Good, so it was used with hair. It was a hair product. So that explains it, right? That's what the Mefarish is saying also. It was used with hair. Good. So fine. So that's why the language of Kilkol can actually do with hair, because that was you'd be Mechal Kilbasid. Fine. What you would do, fine. So, but says Gemara, okay. But there's another language of Kilkol also. Aim amazing aniye, right? But to be mechalka, hayreini mechalka can mean I'm gonna fund aniyim, right? How do I know? Okay, yechziva yechalka Yosef es aviv es achav. Yosef took care of the parnasa. He took care of the financial needs of his brothers and his father. So how do I know that? Hayreini mechalka doesn't mean I'm gonna fund the kolel. That's what it means. How do I know it doesn't mean that? So Amar Shmuel Hachanami Shetavis Besar. So again, and here in Mechalkel, and he's holding his hair, and it's so obvious he's referring to his hair. So he means, I'm gonna deal with my hair in the same. Okay, fine. Hare Lali Shaleach Pera. Okay, next language. The guy says, I'm taking upon myself to be Shaleach my Pera. Pera always refers to hair. Okay, so I'm gonna send my hair. Okay. Harei Zenazir becomes a Nazir. What does it mean? Shiluach Ribuyahu. How do I know that the language of Shiluach is to make it more, to make it grow? Yechsiv Shaleichecha Pardes Rimonim. Okay, because because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, you're going to again send out, but not send out. It means allow a orchard of pomegranates to grow. I'm going to be Mishaleach. I'm going to have it go. Meaning have it grow. Fine. So you see, the language of the Shiluach can also mean to grow. So Gemara says, "Ime mida di avure dichsiv v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos." Maybe lishloach is something you get rid of. Right? If I send something, if I send someone away, right, or I send the water away. The language is in Eov. You're sending the water. I'm not growing it. I'm getting rid of it. I'm dumping it out. Right. So I'm not necessarily growing it anyway. So I could be. If you ask me to send away, to send my hair, I could also mean to cut it off. Right? How do I know that means to grow it? Okay? So maybe it means that. V'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. So Tana Pera Pera. No, I have two languages of Pera in that we have in the Pesukim. Yalef, Tana Pera Pera Yalef. Ksiv hacha kadosh yeh gadal Pera. When it comes to a Nazir, it says, be a kadosh, and he will grow his hair. Uksiv hasam gabei kohen hediot upera lo yishalechu. Right, when it comes to Cohen, a Cohen has to make sure to always have a good, a clean haircut. So the halacha is a Cohen is not allowed to let his hair grow. Right, so the language of Pera is, Gadol Pera. He has to grow his hair, and then the language of Pera by a Cohen is you shouldn't let your Pera be Sholeach, which means clearly to let it grow. So you see from here that the language of Lishloach about by hair means to let it grow. Right, yes, Akasha, why not just quote the case of the Kohen Hedio. That says, Pera lo yishalechu, Pera would be enough. But you have even more when you can consider that maybe Pera means something else. So we have the two Peras. You see, Pera clearly means hair. Fine. Or you could argue, even the example of being shalech the water also means, maybe that could also mean that it actually, again, means it should be more of it, letting it grow in a certain sense. How's that? The kad mashkin le maya lapira virabi. Because what happens when you take water and you pour it out onto the ground? What happens? Makes things grow. That's what water does. Right? So even water that you are dumping out in a certain sense is also helping to make things grow and go. And so maybe you could argue that the language of, so even if you want to make the other argument that shalech means to spill out and get rid of, it can also mean to grow. So there's plenty of reason to argue that the language of the shloach means to grow. And it sounds like we don't need him to be holding on to his hair, and we don't need a nazir walking in front of him. Fine. Okay. One last case. Harei alai tziprin. I accept upon myself birds. Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. So he has to be a nazir. So my time with the Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say that works? That I accept upon myself birds, that makes me a nazir. So my time with Rabbi Meir, I'm a Reish Lakish, tziprin smuchin l'seyar. Because birds are placed next to, hair. What do we mean? Look at the mefarish, a few lines in the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. Behichan hein siprin asmuchin l'seyar. What does it mean? You have birds next to hair. Tirichsib b'daniel. Did you know? It's a pasuk in Daniel. Adei sa'are kinishrin. Rabba v'tafruhi kitziprin. Titziprin v'seyar bechad kruak sive. Talks about, again, his hair, and hair being like a nesher, like an eagle or a falcon or whatever. And so you see this language of tziprin being next to the language of hair. So you see the hair and birds go together. Okay. And again, by the way, if you're a person who really, if you really knew, like if you know Tanakh, Baal Peh, right? So you're like, oh, right, like hair and birds. That's a phrase you might know. I'm being serious. I'm not totally kidding. Like if you know phraseology that has birds and hair going together, so I'll be like, so I'm going to accept birds. Oh, like the birds and the hair, right? They go together, right? If it's like an idiom that you know, it doesn't sound as crazy, right? So, okay. Dichsiv adei sa'are kinishrin. Rabba v'tafru kitzipri. So, Meir, what's the translation of that pasuk?
So his hair was grown like the feathers of eagles, and his nails like the claws of birds.
Okay, so I'm just saying, it's not just hair happens to be next to birds. The hair is compared to birds. Okay, so it's growing hair. So Meir savar mapis inish b'midi desamichle. So Meir holds that a person will use a language, right, by something that's connected to it, right, and that's enough, right. Rabbanan savar lo mapis inish b'midi desamichle. Rabbanan say no, we don't necessarily do that. Just look at the mifarish on the bottom on Gimel and Aleph, and we'll stop. We'll finish this. Meir savar mapis inish b'midi desamichle. Olahachi amar tziprin debayli kabuli ale gidol sear. The samichle letziporin ukagon shahay nazir over lefanav o tavis b'saro. So we're going to see. So first of all, the mifarish says the case still has to be that there's some other indication. He's holding his hair. There's a nazir walking by. But again, the language is like an idiom. It's a pasuk that puts the two things together. So a person will make use of that, you know, colloquial language to explain what he means. We'll see the rabbanan disagree, and we'll pick up next time.